Well, great morning, great Wednesday morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rise and rejoice and be glad in it. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouths. Come on, rise, shine. Let's give God the glory. Why? Because he is an amazing God, and he has done great and marvelous things wherein we are glad, and we give God all of the glory. He is a wonder in our souls on this morning. Come on, come on. Open your mouths this morning and say something kind and wonderful to our God, our King, our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our Provider. Yes, well, I am Elder Carol Williams, and most certainly on behalf of Pastors Joseph Brown and Co-Pastor Lakeisha Brown, we welcome you. We welcome you to our Wednesday morning empowerment call. Thank you so much, members, for joining us, and those who are visiting us on the line on this morning. We welcome you this morning. Please be reminded on this evening, we're not having any prayer or Bible study, but please make sure to join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for our virtual Sunday school. Be sure to join us at 9 a.m. for our virtual Sunday school, and be sure to join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. for our virtual worship experience. We will not be in person on Sunday, but we will be having our worship experience virtually on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. You don't want to miss what the Lord is going to continue to speak to us on Sunday via our Sunday virtual Sunday school, and on Sunday during our morning worship experience virtually. Most certainly, we do honor our pastors on this morning, Pastor Joseph Brown and Co-Pastor Keisha. I do honor you on this morning. My assignment this morning, and we're going to jump right into it, is to simply pray this morning. I want you to rise and shine. I want you to be in your prayer posture and pray right along with me on this morning. We are a praying house. We have good word and good worship, but we are a house of prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer. Father God, this morning, before we even start, we welcome you into wherever we are. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. You're the King, and you are invited to come in. We want you this morning to come into areas that we have had hidden and unreserved. We want you to come in and sit there. Lord, come in. Lord, come into the traumatic places that we haven't even dealt with. Oh my God. Come in there. Lord, some of us still are in the midst of trauma. Come there, Holy Spirit. Spirit, and sit with us. We invite you to come in. We want your presence this morning. As we, before we say anything else, we recognize you as being the King of Kings, as being the Lord of Lords, as being the Alpha and Omega, as being Alpha and Omega, as being the healer. Yes, Lord. Lord, so this morning, let your healing virtue go to areas that we have had on reserve. Lord, you are a balm of Gilead. So spread your balm, your healing balm over us this morning. Lord, we worship you this morning as being wonderful, as being our Savior, as being the lily of the valley, as being the bright and morning star, as being our rock, as being our shield, as being our rear guard. Oh my God, you are our confidence. You are our praise this morning. You are everything we need you to be. You are the God that has sustained us. This morning, we call on the God of peace. We call on you, God of peace. We call on the God of hope this morning. We call on the God of our strength this morning. There is nobody greater, Shabbat, than you. You are the lifter of our heads. So this morning, we lift up our heads. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and we allow you, oh my God, the King of glory, to come in. We, God, we're operating in a place of peace and not fear, because God, you are our peace. Lord, you are the stone that the builders rejected, and now you are the chief cornerstone, and that's who we exalt. We exalt no other name this morning than your name, because there is power in your name. There is power in the name of Jesus. So wherever we are this morning, we call on your name, Jesus. Jesus, we call you. Jesus, we call you. God, I feel you. Jesus, we call you. We call you wonderful. Lord, we call you merciful. We call you sovereign. We call you the great I am this morning. And God, we tell you, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that we're in our right mind on this morning. We thank you, God, that we have the activities of our limbs on this morning. We thank you, God, that we know our name. And God, as much as we know our name, we want to thank you, God. We want to thank you for knowing our name on this morning. We want to thank you, God, that the blood is running warm in our vein. It could have been another way, but God, the fact you allowed us to be here today, we give you glory this morning. Early this morning, we tell you thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, that we weren't hit by a stray bullet. Thank you, God, that we have food on our tables this morning. Thank you, God, that we're able to, God, wash our face. We're able to bathe ourselves. We're able to feed ourselves. God, sometimes we think that is small things, but God, the truth of the matter is someone can't do that this morning. And so we want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you we appreciate you this morning. We want to tell you we thank you. God, we give you glory this morning. And so, kind Father, we thank you, God, for the next few moments that you have given us legitimate access to come boldly to your throne of grace, knowing, God, where, God, you're going to give us help and the strength to pray what it is you want prayed on this morning. And so, God, first, God, we pray, oh, God, that you would sanctify us, God. We call on this morning Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. And so, God, we want in this season to be sanctified. Lord, we promise, God, not to touch or taste or handle the unclean thing. And God, where there is a desire and where there is cravings, God, to touch things that you don't want us to touch. Ah, my God, we ask you, God, to be the God even of our cravings and help us. We give you every addiction. We give you every ungodly desire this morning. But what we will be a holy house. We will be a holy house. Not just, God, the house of healing, but God, we decree and declare that holiness will hit the houses throughout the land, every congregation. We decree and declare holiness, God, because you said without holiness, no man can see you. So we call on Jehovah Mekadesh this morning. We call on Jehovah Mekadesh this morning. God, we want to be holy. So cause us, God, to be holy. And we pray that when the spirit of conviction, we release the spirit of conviction. So God, that when we, God, even try and attempt to do it, that you would convict us, Holy Spirit, and that we won't just brush it off, but that we will lean into it. Lord, yes, God, we lay aside sin. Lord, not God, we're not labeling sin in degrees or levels, but we lay aside all sin. Yes, Lord. We kill every small fox this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And what we do, God, we give you another yes that we're going to be holy. We will not have contamination in the churches, in our worship. But God, we will worship you from a pure place. Yes, Lord. We will worship you from a pure spirit, from a clean spirit. Yes, my God. So, God, sanctify us. Sanctify us, God. God, sanctify us, God. God, cause us to know that, God, we need to represent your character in the earth. We need to represent your character in the earth and every aspect of the earth. Lord, in our homes, on our jobs, in the churches, even on social media, help us to represent you, God. Help us to represent you, God. We want to represent you, God. So clean all houses. My God, clean all houses. Clean all houses from sexual perversion. Clean all houses, my God, from pride. Clean all houses, oh God. Yes, Lord, from every ungodly thing. Clean all houses, yes, God, from lying, from gossiping, from self-righteous spirits. Clean all the houses, God. Clean us up, God, so that we really can reflect your character, God. We want to be clean this morning. So we give you another yes. We give you another yes, Lord. We give you another yes, Lord. Clean our minds, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Clean our minds, oh God. Clean our mouths, God. Clean our attitudes. Clean our dispositions, God. Clean us this morning. And as you clean us, God, you're cleaning us, God. So, God, that when souls, God, are coming in our contact, they will know, God, that we're different from them, Lord. They will see you and not us, Lord. Lord, don't let us be a stumbling block for souls. Lord, help us, Lord. Give us wisdom on how to win souls. You said he that wins souls is wise. So, God, we need your wisdom on how to win souls. But this morning, we're crying out for souls. We won't keep on having good church in our church houses. And, God, hell is enlarging daily. Forgive us, God, for not witnessing to our neighbors. Forgive us, God, for not witnessing to our coworkers. Forgive us, God, for not witnessing to the person that sits beside us on public transportation. Forgive us, oh God, for not even telling our children, God, about you and making sure that they're saved, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, this morning. Lord, we want to be, God, able to win souls and snatch them out of the kingdom of hell and out of the kingdom of darkness. Lord, we call for souls this morning. Save, God, our mothers. Save our fathers. Save our sisters. Save our brothers. Save our children. Save our nieces, our nephews, our cousins. Save our co-workers, oh God. Won't you save, oh God, oh my Shanda. We really cry out for souls this morning, Lord. Somebody needs to know, God, that you are a Savior, God. Somebody needs to know, God, that you, God, love them. You love them just the way they are, oh God. Somebody needs to know, God, that you died for them. God, and not only did you die, but God, you rose, God. Oh, my God, so that they can have life and more abundantly, God. So we call for souls this morning, God. Yes, God. We pray, oh God, that you would walk up and down Benny Road, oh God. God, even the street, God, the visiting individuals, God, walk up and down the streets where their church is located, God. We pray that you save somebody, God. Deliver somebody, oh God. We thank you, God, for an increase of souls and prepare us, oh God. Prepare us, oh God, to be ready, God, for the souls.
And God, not only will they come and say, get saved, but God, help us, God, to be able to maintain. Yes, Lord, to maintain the souls. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we thank you, oh God, for souls. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're going to do it, Lord. Even, God, for the individuals we've been praying for years, and it doesn't seem like they even want to hear, God, you, about you. We pray, God, that you save. We pray, God, that you remove scales off eyes. We pray that you unstop ears. Yes, Lord. We pray, God, that you would soften the heart and hearts. Yes, Lord. Create an opportunity for us to witness. Yes, Lord. And when you create the opportunity, give us boldness, Lord. Give us boldness in our speech, oh God. Yes, Lord. Lord, teach us, God, how to win souls. Lord, teach us, oh God. We won't be afraid to win souls, God. We thank you, God. We know that if you can save us, God, you can save anybody, oh God. And so on this morning, we want to tell you thank you, Lord, that we're grateful, God, for salvation. Sometimes, God, we don't even tell you thank you for saving us, God. Thank you for snatching us up out of our sins, God. Thank you, God, for loving us, oh God, and saving us, oh God. Thank you for your gift of salvation. And God, we won't hoard it. We won't hoard it. No, we won't. But we'll share this gift. Because God is an amazing gift of your salvation, God. We would have been dead in our sins, but you loved us. You loved us, as God, so much to give us life in that more abundantly. And so, God, we thank you for life in that more abundantly. And God, we thank you that we're living in a safe life, where the enemy is trying to release the spirit or has released the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of fear, but we're safe. We're safe in your arms and safe in your presence. We do not have to be afraid of anything that's going on in the world, because God, you are our protector. We thank you for your rod that is protecting us, our good shepherd. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being our protector. We are protected from stray bullets. We are protected from COVID. We are protected from monkeypox. We are protected from the flu. We are protected from things we don't even know that's in our atmosphere. But we thank you this morning that you are sanitizing our atmosphere. So we release your protection. We call on our angels. You said that you would have your angels encamp round about us. And so, God, we thank you for our angels. We don't have to be afraid of the terror by night. Oh, my God, but we thank you that we are protected, Lord. Thank you for your provision. Thank you that you will always be our shield. You will not only be our shield, but we thank you that you're our rear guard. You're protecting us from seen and unseen danger. Even as we get in cars this morning, we're protected from accidents. Even as we go on our jobs, we're protected from whatever is in our atmosphere. Oh, my God, that's unclean, it's not even healthy for us. Lord, we're protected. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that not only are we protected, but everything and everybody that's attached to us is protected. Our children are protected. They're protected in daycares. They're protected in summer camps. Even if they're in summer school, they're protected. Our universities are protected. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for protection. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. The Lord is the light of our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? So we thank you, God, that even when we admit we're afraid, that's when we trust in you. So, God, we trust in you. We don't just pray to err and not believe, but we pray to God. We pray to you, God. The God is the God that is able to answer. Oh, my God, and so we thank you, God, for answering us as you're protecting us. We thank you, God, as you're protecting us, God, that you're providing for us. God, we're not afraid, God. No, we're not afraid, God. We're not afraid because we're protected. God, we're not afraid, God, because we always know that we will have more than enough because we have you. Oh, my God, you are more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, Jireh, provide. Yes, Lord. Lord, even with inflation, God, we thank you that we will always have food on the table. We thank you that we will always have gas in the tank. We thank you that we will always have a roof over our heads. Oh, my God, we thank you that not only will we always be taken care of, but our families will always be taken care of because of who you are. And so, God, when the enemy causes us to think differently, help us, oh, God, to articulate who you are and that you are who you are is a provider. Hallelujah. We've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor, God, our seed beg bread, God. And we're your seed, oh, God. And so, God, not only are we your seed, but we're your responsibility. And, God, you take good care of your children. Thank you, Daddy. I'm a Shanda. Thank you, Daddy, my God. Thank you, Daddy, for taking care of us. Thank you, Hashemaya. Thank you for taking care of us in the midst of everything that's going on. And God, even as the Federal Reserve are meeting on today, God, concerning God, what's going on in the land, God, economic-wise, God, we pray, oh God, that even in that meeting, God, God, that there's wisdom, Lord. We pray, oh God, we pray, oh God, for everyone, God, that has to do with the financial state of America. We pray for them, oh God. God, you know, God, what's going on. But one thing for sure, we won't fear because you got us. You got us, oh God, and we will always have. Thank you that there is no lack. Thank you, God. Thank you that there is no lack because you're our shepherd, and we shall not lack or want for anything. So, God, we give you glory. We thank you for protection. We thank you for provision. And, God, we thank you even for elevation. And, God, even as you are elevating individuals in this season, God, we thank you for the elevation in the natural. But won't you, God, be elevated in us, God? Yes, Lord. Be elevated in us, Lord. Expand in us, God. We want you to expand in us, God. We want you to increase in us, Lord. Lord, don't let us be so caught up in this season, God, in the natural elevation that we miss what you want to do in us spiritually. Hallelujah, God. Elevate us, God. Be elevated in us. Expand us, oh God. Oh, God, expand us. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Draw us closer to you. Be our habitation. Be our delight. Be our desire, Lord. Lord, and we thank you, God, because you're an amazing God. And, God, you're going to expand in us. And thank you that as this season of expansion, God, as you expand in us, Lord, that as we expand in the natural, we'll always be able to recognize that it's you, God, that gets the glory. You will always get the glory, God. You will always get the glory, God. You will always get the glory, God. So get the glory. And, God, we pray even now, God, for our leaders. We lay Pastor Joseph Brown and Co-Pastor Lakeisha Brown on the altar. Strengthen them, God. Cover them with your blood. Thank you, God, that you're elevating them. And we pray, God, that there is a blood covering over them. We come against the hand of the enemy that would even try to come and see them. We come against every plot and plan and every scheme of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we put our pastors under the blood. Give them a blood bath. Dip them real good in your blood so that when the enemy comes, he will see the blood. Hedge your angels around them as they go out. out. Had your angels around them, Lord. Keep them, oh God. Keep their families, oh God. And we thank you for good leadership. Yes, we thank you, God, for good leadership. And God, don't only just do it for our pastors, but every pastor, God. We put them down at your feet, oh God. Lord, cover leadership. Cover every pastor this morning. You know them name by name. You know the hairs on their head. We pray protection and provision, God. And we thank you, God, that you are an amazing God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for every member of the house. We thank you for our visitors, Lord. We thank you that even on today that we're walking in favor. We thank you today that we're walking in faith, Lord. And God, we pray, oh God, we pray, God, for caregivers this morning. Lord, you know where they are, oh God. You know, God, the struggle of being a caregiver and what they're dealing with. We pray that you give them strength, God. We pray, God, that when nobody's there and nobody sees, they feel no one seems to care and they need help. We pray, God, that you send them help, that you send them resources, Lord. We pray, God, that you be the God even of their silent tears, God. You see their pain. You see their hearts this morning. But, oh, God, God, strengthen them this morning. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you that you're going to give them help. God, we thank you that you're going to give them help. And even as we close, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our help this morning. We thank you for being our help this morning. We thank you for being our help this morning. And God, we praise you, God, that you are very present help. We are never without help because you are our help. We are never without comfort because you are our comfort. We are never without hope because you're the God of hope. Hallelujah. So we don't have to live our lives like we don't have hope. But, oh, God, we thank you. We decree and declare that we're living our best lives. In the midst of what looks dark, we're living our best lives. In the midst of lack, we're living our best lives. Yes, Lord, and we'll be a good steward over that which you've given us. And God, we'll work, God. We'll move, God, from being leeches. We won't just be leeches and just taking and taking the word and taking the word and listening and not doing anything. But God, we're moving from being leeches to laborers. Yes, Lord, we're going to move to be laborers. We're going to work in the vineyard. We're going to work in our houses. Yes, Lord, we won't be lazy, but we bind the spirit of laziness. We won't be procrastinators. We bind it in the name of Jesus, but we move forward. We move forward to work, not just our own visions and not just our own businesses, God, but God will be about your kingdom business in our local churches, Lord. Lord, because the vision is great, God, and we all have to work. So give us the ability, God, and the strength to work. Work from a pure place, from a pure heart, from pure agendas, from pure motives. God, we submit even now to leadership. We bind the spirit of rebellion. We bind every spirit that wants to do things their way. But Lord, we submit to the vision of the house, God. We submit to the vision of our houses, God. Lord, we will work, oh God, and be a good steward over that which you've given us. And so, God, we promise, God. We promise to give your name the glory, God. We promise to give your name the honor because you're so faithful, God. You're so kind, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy and your unmerited favor. We did not even deserve any of this because we haven't dotted every I and crossed every T. But we thank you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, God. And before we close, God, God, every wildfire, God, we ask that you cease it, God. We pray, God, even as the weather, God, is like it is, Lord. We pray, God, that you protect, God, in every state, Lord, protect, oh, God. And we thank you and we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. And we thank you, Abba Father, for your love. In Jesus' name we pray and give you praise. Amen, amen. You all have a favorite filled day and walk in the peace of God. Love you. Bye-bye.